With rants and raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is Rants and Raves with Gary K. Hey everyone, this is Gary K, and welcome to another pre-Infocom edition of my Rants and Raves video cast. One of the best things about Infocom is education. Obviously, a bunch of brands go to the show. 800-900 companies are going to be there exhibiting at the show this year. It's going to be a record year for attendance, too, in Vegas. And they're going to be showing all their products, right? That's a key thing everyone wants to walk the show for. But kind of the hidden secret of the best experience at Infocom is to go to the educational sessions. I'm actually teaching an educational session, as is my guest here, David Maldo, who is the CEO and founder of Let's Do Video. David, how are you doing?
Good to be here.
I appreciate you joining me. First off, I want to give you a chance to talk about who Let's Do Video is.
Oh, thank you. Let's Do Video, we're about to celebrate our 10th anniversary. I started as a traditional analyst before Let's Do Video, worked at Wayne House Research, did a lot of behind the scenes testing of products. And Let's Do Video is sort of the forward facing version of that. It started sort of as a blog. I did a lot of writing and then became addicted. Instead of writing about video, I started doing video. So I'm very proud of the Let's Do Video YouTube channel. And traditionally covering UC companies like Zoom is one of our biggest long-term sponsors. We've been doing a lot of work recently with Crestron, Aver, you know, all the names you know. But as a sideline, I've been really addicted, is the only right word to put it, to video production. When your company's called Let's Do Video, people come to you and say, "Hey, can you help me out with my video?" So that sort of ties into what this is about.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, through that process, you've learned a lot, and you've probably used everybody's gear at one point in time to try to make things better, make things easier, make things more efficient. You know, we've gone through that process as well with different shows that we cover. And that knowledge is all going to come together in a class that you're doing at Infocom, which I'm really excited about. It's live streaming in action. And of course, everyone's doing some form of live streaming nowadays, meaning higher education's probably been doing it forever. But, you know, everyone from probably a lot of your friends to YouTubers to Twitchers, but also companies, they're doing a lot of live streaming, everything from webinars to training videos to product launches. And on Wednesday, June 12th at 10 a.m. local time, which is in Las Vegas, you're going to put on a session that's going to sell out. I can tell you that for sure, which is live streaming in action. And you can register for that session if you're already registered to go to Infocom by going to the educational session. But I want to know kind of what you're going to talk about there in that session and kind of what are the outcomes? What are we going to learn from it?
Sure. And like I said, this has been my addiction, my passion, and it started with me doing it for my friends, my clients, but it really ties into the AVIXA community, our audience at the show, the AVIT community, because, well, Gary, you know, the gear's gotten so good. The cameras have gotten so good. The mics have gotten so good. It's so affordable. And due to the new hybrid reality, they're all over the place. So we have smart marketing people and other people saying, IT person, AV person, can I use that camera in that little meeting room as a podcast space?
Yeah.
Can you produce a podcast for me? So AV people are AVIXA people are becoming production producers. And I've been moderating the AVIXA webinar series on this for the last 2 years, and it's become the most popular series, the most well-attended series. The comments have been amazing, and I think part of it is because this is our job now. This is something that we need to learn. It's a real thing, and it's fun, and it's sexy. I started out with little tricks. I would make a joke about how when things don't work, they driving me crazy, and I get in my little car, and people say, "Oh my God, how did you do that?" I'm like, really? That's not something you'd like, put that away. We're a serious business meeting. No, show me another trick. I'm like, okay, you know, I don't want to drag in this on. You just make some stupid fun or something. And it started with stupid tricks like that. But then I started producing for my own live stream. Let me go to, now this is something I've been wanting to have forever. I have Gary K in my boardroom. Gary K's in my boardroom. This is going to be a YouTube short because I have Gary K in my boardroom. I'm so excited. And this is how I interview people. And people say, wow, this is so much better than, nothing against Zoom, nothing against Teams, nothing against WebEx, yeah. but we're you know, we've had the Brady Bunch for a while.
Yeah.
And if I'm talking to someone who has a product they want to sell, I could put it up on the screen behind me. I have all the tricks, and there's things that I'm not even doing yet because it's too much. We're not ready for it yet, but people like a sneak peek. We could really have some fun. I'm a techie guy. I love how the software and the hardware and program this. Imagine what a marketing person could do with something like this in a webinar. And I'm doing this over a platform I've never even used before. We're using a platform to do this. And I'm able to get all of this to work. And it's so fun and it's so new. It's so new that it's happening as we speak. An old friend from high school came up with an idea. He said, can you do something that would like wipe away and have something appear behind you? And I said, yeah, but it'd be hard to get it to reappear. And then I came up with a method, and I came up with my magic foggy window that it could wipe away. And I don't have it set up, but I could press buttons and I could have Gary, and then I could have someone else, and then I could have someone else with each wipe.
Yeah.
And a developer saw this and said, hey, can I meet with you? I want to make this into a plugin. This is a plugin. You could download this for OBS. Anyone could do this now. It didn't exist a month ago. This is new. This is sexy, exciting. And it's our world.
And it used to be really high-end video production or live events. People would know OBS. But now there's so many opportunities for, you know, there's more consumer options, right? It's not like you're hacking into Windows to load OBS clients. And it's not like you're having to put something on top of Zoom at the same time you're running it. I mean, quite honestly, it's gotten easier and more mainstream, yes. right? With some of the standards, the fact that we have more cameras following these, I mean, NDI has sort of revolutionized a lot of that in itself, right?
NDI is amazing. My dream is to get a connection. Actually, it works on Macintosh, but I'm not a Macintosh. I want NDI feeds from Zoom and Teams and WebEx directly into OBS, because the way I put you in my boardroom, I'm like capturing your screen. So if someone else joins the meeting, you might get cut in half. It's a little wonky. Yeah. It's a little glitchy. NDI is beautiful. And also you're slightly lower quality than me, because I'm capturing you from a screen. Full resolution.
That would require Zoom and Microsoft to both open up their platform so that anyone can grab their video. And I'm not sure they're ready for that yet.
Yeah, they're being careful with that, but it would definitely improve the quality of what we do here.
Yeah, definitely. So that session is streaming in action, live streaming in action. Again, it is Wednesday, June 12th at 10 a.m. But you're also going to be a panelist on another session, and this has got a lengthy title, but pay attention to the title, because this may directly apply to you. Because if you are ever doing anything that needs to be ADA compliant in a space, this is going to apply to you. Enhancing accessibility and engagement through automatic speech recognition and captioning. So that's an ADA thing, but it's also a real world thing in a lot of just meetings and classrooms and boardrooms and applications now. Like, people are sort of expecting speech recognition, especially with AI, and now even translation.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I came into this thinking, you know, I'm not going to have a lot to talk about on this, because it's pretty obvious we need it. But I just remembered, I produced for more of a friend than a client. I have a friend who's out in Hollywood. She's a screenwriter, producer type of person, and she's producing a play. She's already produced it, but it was successful, and now it's going to start touring with an all deaf cast. So she had me do, you know, we had a bunch of different scenes, like I just did with you, a bunch of different places. But on screen, I had to make sure that everyone was framed. I learned the sign language. I don't remember what it was, but heaven and baby. Heaven is the highest you reach when you're doing sign language, and baby is the lowest. So I had to tell everyone when I'm setting them up, please give me baby, please give me heaven. And I had to make sure that the signer, that the interpreter was always on screen, and always visible, no dragons flying in front of the interpreter. Yeah. And it was a lot to think about. And it really got me thinking in the mindset of, it's sort of, we think of it as an extra, like, you know, of course we should add transcripts so we feel good about ourselves. No, it needs to be happening now.
Yeah. And there's a lot of ways you can do it. I mean, some of that is built into the platforms, but But also, there's better ways that you can do it than just using the systems that are built in the platforms. And then, of course, with AI, it's going to accelerate tremendously. That session is that same Wednesday, June 12th, first day of the show, from 1 to 2 p.m. So both of those sessions you can sign up for by going to infocomshow.org, click on the experience session or the attend session, or go to register now. By the way, you can put up, you can register using our code RAVE, R-A-V-E. If you use our code, you'll get a free RAVE t-shirt. This is not our giveaway t-shirt. We have a new t-shirt coming this year that's really cool. I'll just say may the force be with you to get one. If you use our registration code, you get a free t-shirt. That also gives you access to registering for these educational sessions and seeing David in person. David, I appreciate you doing this. This is awesome. And by the way, I should plug your site. Your plug is your site. Let's do video.com. It's not difficult to figure out. And I appreciate what you're doing for the industry. And I look forward to meeting you in person again at Infocom.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing you there.
Thank you, everyone, for joining me. All of our Infocom coverage is at raypubs.com/Infocom. Have a great day. Ray with Ransom.